Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco is continuing today. At the conference keynote yesterday, the headline was the company's move into streaming music, and we've heard about that. But there are other signs that Apple wants to be a big force in other media as well. To fill us in, let's check in with our guide to the world of tech, Recode. Dawn Shimolevsky is editor of Mobile for Recode. She's been covering the conference. Dawn, welcome back.
Thank you.
And let's start with the Apple Watch. This has only been out for a little bit, but Apple now says it's going to upgrade some functions. Tell us what they're doing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The watch has only been available to consumers for 6 weeks. So it was intriguing to hear Apple announce that it will open up the watch to developers. You know, at launch, there were thousands of third-party applications, but for the moment, those applications are run on the iPhone, and then information appears on your wrist. What Apple has done with this update, this software update, which will come to consumers sometime this fall, is to give developers more control so they can take advantage of features such as the sensor. So for a runner like me, what that will mean is that my third-party running app will be able to keep track of my heart rate and be able to add my workout information to the software on the watch that sort of monitors activity during the day.
Have they been selling a lot of these watches? I have to say, I know a lot of people with iPhones. I've only seen one person with an Apple Watch so far.
You're not here at Moscone Center. You see a lot of people with Apple Watches. You know, that is a great question, and I wish Apple would answer it. Apple has not addressed it thus far. You'll remember right after the watch was released, there were third-party analyst shops that projected that Apple had sold 1 million over its initial 72 hours of availability. Apple stayed mum. It's had it has not announced in the first week. It hasn't announced at this big developer conference, although it is clear that this is a major initiative. We just don't know yet how many people have smartwatches.
What about Apple's move into the news business in a way and changing the way that it delivers news to people with Apple products? What's it doing there?
That's really interesting. Now, you'll remember when there currently is information from newspapers on your mobile operating system on your phone. You can read the Journal or the New York Times or other publications using its so-called newsstand feature. But publishers complain that this feature isn't terribly well known or terribly well used. So what Apple has done now is created an app it calls News that displays all the information that we access online in one sort of neat magazine-like format. So if I get information from, for example, Wired and from the New York Times and from ESPN and, say, Recode, I can have all of those news sources distilled into one application, and I can flip across the pages and read it as I might a magazine. So it's more graphically pleasing. And this is Apple's attempt to compete with similar versions of this offering that are coming from Facebook and Snapchat and others. Everyone is trying to capitalize on the news biz, it seems.
Well, which brings up the question, Apple sort of creating this ecosystem that users of Apple products will live in, and then Android's got its ecosystem, and Facebook's got its ecosystem, and everybody's going to have to or going to be pushed into doing all their business in one place, basically.
Yes, that's what the folks here in Silicon Valley would love to hear you say. There's no question that that each of the giant technology companies is trying to create an environment where all their products work together. And so there's an incentive for you to stay within, say, the Apple ecosystem or within Google's ecosystem. There's no question that's part of the strategy here. And with each new product that Apple releases and with each new software update that more closely knits together these various devices, that's the end goal.
Well, and to that end, are we spending too much time focusing on Apple's ecosystem? Because our listeners will point out every time we talk about Apple that more people around the world are using Android phones.
Yeah, and still Apple is the largest publicly traded company in the world. So Apple is selling a lot of phones, in fact, and a lot of other devices. So I think they're worthy of some attention, obviously not to the exclusion of other major players in the ecosystem like Google.
Now, there was an interesting point yesterday, which was that for the first time, there were two women presenting on stage at the conference. That is double the number, amazing as that sounds, that they've had in the past few years combined. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, Apple, like every other company in Silicon Valley, is under intense pressure from folks who say that its workforce should be more diverse. Apple is among the targets, as is Google and other major players here in the technology world. These companies tend to be overwhelmingly white and are underrepresented in terms of the number of women in significant roles and people of various races and ethnicities. It tends to be a largely white male enterprise. Tim Cook is committed to doing more, and I think seeing two women on stage talking about, for example, Apple Pay is one sign that Apple is listening to critics who say, look, you should look more like America.
That's Dawn Chmielewski, editor of mobile at Recode, joining us from San Francisco, where the Worldwide Developers Conference has been going on with Apple. Some big announcements there, and we will wait to see if there's anything else to come out of there. Maybe an Apple car. Probably not this year, right, Dawn? Not yet.
I wouldn't wait for that.
Okay. Dawn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.